From an unforgettable dining experience to an unlikely music concert, the current cultural scene is certainly throwing a few curveballs. You will find these unique, one-time offerings, alongside the usual suspects of art and theater, in this week's roundup. For everything worth making time for between April 17 to 23, see below. Groove in the Gallery. As the Polygon's terrific exhibition As We Rise, a compilation of photographs celebrating Black life, continues, so too does the roster of events that accompany it. The exhibit draws inspiration from the music album as well as the photo album, and so it seems only fitting that performance should be in that lineup. Vancouver-based musician Sade Awele, whose Igbo and Yoruba descent plays a role in her culture and music, will play on Saturday at noon and 2:30 p.m. April 22, The Polygon. More information on the performance and exhibit can be found on the gallery's site. Nights at the Aquarium. Opting for a Celebrate in Style take on Earth Day this year are those at the Vancouver Aquarium, who will be showing support for environmental protection by hosting a lavish three-course meal, set against the backdrop of the aquarium's moonlit habitats. The feast, centered around sustainable seafood, BC organic wine and locally crafted chocolate, will grace the table once guests have worked up their appetites perusing the displays and feeding the otters. April 22, Vancouver Aquarium. Tickets to be purchased on the aquarium's website. Said the Whale with the VSO. For one evening only, local indie favorites Said the Whale will be swapping their rock guitars, bass and drums for the full symphony of the VSO. The band will be giving their expansive and applauded, Juno Award-winning applauded, no less, repertoire the classical treatment this Wednesday. April 19, Orpheum. For times, tickets and more information visit the VSO's website. Revival 69. The concert that rocked the world. The unbelievable, behind-the-scenes story of how a small but mighty music festival in Toronto, one starring Gene Vincent, The Doors, Chuck Berry and, at the 11th hour, John Lennon and the Plastic Ono Band, was always going to make for delectable movie material. The documentary, showing at the K Meek, combines behind-the-scenes footage with interviews with industry heavyweights. April 17, K Meek Arts Center. Tickets can be bought online at K Meek's website. The Decisive Moment. Emma Peter. Architectural photojournalist Emma Peter has documented some of the most significant contemporary buildings in West Vancouver, the Lower Mainland, and around the globe for the past 15 years, garnering awards for her images and collaborating with top local and international architects. Her images have been featured in publications like Architectural Digest and the New York Times, and now she's bringing them back home, with a showcasing in West Vancouver itself. April 12 to June 2, West Vancouver Art Museum. For more information visit the museum's website. Vancouver Etsy Market. With over 75 local designers, makers and creatives with wares spanning hand-embroidered earrings, amigurumi creations, clothing, home decor and baked goods, there is much to get excited about at the Pipe Shop Spring Market. Featuring creatives, both established and emerging, from Etsy, the event serves as a community get-together as much as a fun shopping experience. April 22, The Pipe Shop. More information can be found on the Pipe Shop's website. Wild Bird Trust of BC. Spring Volunteer Orientation. Want to protect the local landscape but not sure where to start? The Wild Bird Trust of BC are hosting an orientation afternoon designed to have locals involved in decolonizing conservation efforts at Maplewood Flats. The organization will share background information about the WBT and Maplewood Flats, and will provide details on the opportunities in various areas of work, including restoration, research, field work, event production support and planning. April 22, Maplewood Flats. For more information and details of how to get involved, visit our events listing. Connection Speaker Series. A Planning History of the Shipyards. Minova will be joining forces with Cheryl Rivers, Richard White and Gary Penway for a discussion that will delve into the evolution of the shipyards, from its very beginnings in the Ilri 1900s to its notable revitalization in 2017. Rivers will speak to the First Nations presence while White and Penway will discuss the City of North Vancouver's planning efforts, touching on what went right, what went wrong and what is still to come. April 19, Manova. For further details on the event visit the museum's website. Sibling Revelry. After a three-year closure for restoration, West Vancouver's The Ferry Building has reopened back to the public, and with a bang at that. The first exhibition to grace its freshly painted walls is A Family Affair, with the creative pursuits of four siblings up for display. Showcased will be textile art by Eliza Massey Stanford, photography by Nathaniel Massey, sculpture by Raymond Massey, and ceramics by Vincent Massey. April 5-20, Ferry Building Gallery. For more details on the exhibition, and the building's reopening, visit the gallery's website. Florian Hofner Trio. Being under the guidance of Juno-nominated jazz pianist and composer Florian Hofner, it should really come as no surprise that the Florian Hofner Trio, only formed in 2018, have already gone on to garner critical acclaim. The trio, which sees Hofner joined by Andrew Downing on bass and Nick Fraser on drums, were Juno-nominated for their debut album First Spring. They will be bringing its sound, and that of its follow-up Desert Bloom, locally on Tuesday. April 18, Capilano University. Visit the university's website for times, tickets and more information. For more local happenings, click through to our events calendar. Mina Kerr Lazenby is the North Shore News Indigenous and Civic Affairs Reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative. M. Kerr Lazenby at nsnews.com. Twitter.com/MinaKerLazenby.